Test 63, section 1, question 25. With this one, we are looking for the flaw, and the conclusion of the argument is that only harsh criticism will cause the person criticized to change. So basically, only harsh criticism will make people change. And the problem with this is that it just says those who believe it should be gentle rather than harsh need to look at this. Change requires motive. Criticism that is unpleasant provides a motive. So it's saying, to change, you have to have a motive, and harsh criticism is one that is unpleasant, and so it provides a motive. So if we look at this, it's saying change requires motive, unpleasant criticism is a motive, harsh criticism is unpleasant, and therefore harsh criticism provides a motive. Now, that actually works to that point, to say, well, yes, so harsh criticism would give one of the requirements for change. But there's a difference between saying harsh criticism provides a motive and harsh criticism is the only thing that provides a motive. And so that's our problem here. The conclusion is only harsh criticism will cause the person to change, when instead what we have is harsh criticism fills one of the requirements for change, but it doesn't mean that it's the only thing that will do that. And so in this case, this is one where it's kind of a bad if then. Because we're saying, just because it's saying if there is harsh criticism, that does constitute a motive, but it's assuming that therefore if there's a motive, that it has to have been harsh criticism. So in this case, we look at for something that might talk about sufficient and necessary conditions. A infers that something that is sufficient to provide a motive is necessary to provide the motive. Now, that one's really good, because the thing is, we've shown that harsh criticism is sufficient. If we have it, that will give a motive. But we never showed that it was necessary or it's the only thing that can do it. So then we look for the, well, let's look at the others really quickly. Fails to address the possibility that in some cases the primary goal is something other than bringing about change. We don't really care about that. It's just whether or not harsh criticism does lead to change. Takes for granted that everyone who is motivated to change will change. This one says takes for granted, which basically makes it into an assumption question. And we don't have to assume that everyone who's motivated to change will change, just that motivation is a requirement. And then confuses a motive for doing something with a motive for avoiding something. Wasn't about doing versus avoiding. And then takes a refutation of the argument to be sufficient to show that the argument's conclusion is false. This is a flaw. It's not what's happening here. And if you weren't really sure what it meant, it basically says takes disproving the evidence as evidence that the opposite of the conclusion is false. And so that's a different type of flaw, but we'll save that for another time. And so A ends up being our correct answer. So that's it for this section. Hopefully those make sense, and we'll see you on section 3.